Families of people with disabilities probably already know that changes are coming to the way their services are provided. And one of the big drivers of that change is the settings rule. Aubrey Snyder of the Utah Employment, Integration, Training, and Technical Assistance Center in Salt Lake City explains.
There's actually quite a large section on person-centered planning within the settings rule. And the settings rule, I think, is really just reinvigorating that philosophy and bringing it more into, rather than something that should be done, into something that needs to be done.
It's not a new concept, but it's being emphasized more for service providers of people with disabilities.
A person-centered planning meeting right now might consist of a few broad goals throughout the year that we need to be working on, such as I want to be working towards getting a job. I want to be working towards living on my own. We need to work on transportation. Or it can also focus on one issue at a time. Really, it's just individualized to each person. It's up to the individual whose plan it is, who is at the table. So they can invite their boyfriend and girlfriend if they like to. They can invite their coworkers. They could invite their church leader. Anyone is welcome to come that the person sees fit in coming to that planning meeting.
Resources for those wanting more information can be found at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Jolynn Lyon.